It's time for Afternoon Sports with Coach Charles Jetmore. Brought to you by Carroll County Schools. Premier teachers, premier leaders, premier schools.
I think it's about time that you heard some good sports news. So, here it is. The new Georgia community is having a summer day camp for baseball this Saturday and Sunday, starting at 10 o'clock. The National Federation of High Schools has published its guidelines for restarting varsity sports. The Georgia High School Association is meeting today to present its plan for restarting sports to the board and hopes to have a decision tomorrow. The guidelines from the National Federation of High Schools include preseason conditioning, COVID-19 screening, face coverings, group sizes, showering and dressing, equipment sanitizing, toweling, and the sharing of clothes. Keep in mind that the NFHS doesn't dictate, it only makes nationwide recommendations. Each state adopts its own guidelines. Some of the specific guidelines may be cost prohibitive. Of course, the GHSA must put athletes' health at the top of the sports pyramid. At the same time, it must consider the economic health of each member school, the health and safety of officials, the administration, and all others that are involved in sports. Believe me, that's no easy task, and I don't envy the association in that task. I have a taste of that with my group of officials. Here's more good news. Central's Braden Dunson is signed with Maryville College to continue his football and academic experience. Hey, don't forget the poll on Graddock Communications' Facebook page. Thank you for listening to Local Afternoon Sports. This is Coach Charles Jetmore.
Afternoon Sports with Coach Jetmore. Brought to you by Carroll County Schools. Premier teachers, premier leaders, premier schools.